This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I am Captain Appropriate Fear.
You ought to.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Crossover time. Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson. Let's welcome in Mark Grandy, and here comes Dan Dibley.
Yeah.
It is the crossover.
What's up, guys?
Hey. I'm going to tell you what's up. I'm going to start. We've had a great show. We've bonded. We've talked during the break. And Steiny, I'm going to call you out because you're blowing and making noises during the break. To symbol, like, it's just been a meat grinder doing the show today with me. Let Grandy know those grunts that you were making before we popped on have nothing to do with me because we've been good. I didn't like it. So tell Grandy we've been having an okay show today.
I didn't catch these grunts. What are you talking about?
Oh, you didn't hear the... Diz knows what I'm talking about.
That's because...
There's one.
Yeah, there it is, right there. Yeah, 2:15 every day.
Sometimes, like goo. It's like yesterday. Sonny, what'd you have for dinner last night? It's like,
but I really
I
care,
love you, but
Dibs.
Let me alone. And then Grandy walks in, and I'm on my way out. He goes, "Grand,
I gotta ask you something. Hey, snitches get
who's
stitches.
Your sports crush right now? Oh. Mine's Ohtani.
I remember this now because and you said pretend Steiny's not.
Yeah, because I knew he was just gonna hate it. What's up, Dibs?
What's going
and
on?
And we dude? Bonded. I met your lovely missus and your father-in-law.
Yeah, father-in-law Craig in the building.
I love you for just family, Dibs.
Yeah, family, and we had this on the books for a long time, and they wanted to come in and see it, and so we did a little dim sum. I don't know if you partake in dim sum. It's a place called Yank Sing down here near the ferry building. And dim sum is basically dumplings. I'm sure you know about dumpling time.
Delicious.
They've got dumpling time down there at Chase Center.
Yeah.
So this is just dumplings. We came in and had some dumplings, and they wanted to see the studio. So I gave them a little tour, and you guys were a big marquee attraction.
Oh, man.
That's nice.
I feel like we bonded.
I haven't seen her in a while.
A supper since New Year's. Yeah. Your New Year's party was probably the last time.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Which, I mean, time flies. That now is more than 6 months ago.
Wow.
Yeah,
it does fly. You know, yeah.
Will about to get married tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think he's nervous. He's saying he's not.
No, I mean.
Tying the knot.
You've been married once, right?
Yeah.
And Steiny once. And
well, I'm married twice. I'm married to him and the missus.
Now, you never put a ring on it. If you liked it, then you would have put a ring on it.
Yeah,
and we're winding down.
I mean,
Colorado Rockies.
Exactly. Yeah. Although you've been together for more than 7 years, so by California law, common law, you're going to have to divvy up half of what you have, Steiny.
Got a Cadillac, Steiny, 100K on it.
You get half the lack. So anyway, when you go through a marriage the second time, there are no nerves.
Okay.
It's just,
all right. I've heard that.
And my first marriage back in 98, Grandy, you were probably one.
2 years old.
Yep.
I hate you, Grandy.
What time in 98, but yeah.
Yeah, there you in June. And,
yeah, two.
It was nerves, not like nerves around the, ooh, is it a yes or is it a no? But it's just a lot, and you're in front of hundreds of people.
Then
the second go round was just, backyard of the parents' house, and it was about an 18-minute in and out. So I think that's what Willard's looking at tomorrow. Pretty much a... a small affair, very quick. You know, you move the chains. It's like the 2-minute offense. You know, you're not gonna get into a lot of plays. It won't be a 14-play drive.
Well, I love it.
You know, you're just in and out. You get it done.
Yeah. Like Major League Baseball last night. I know you didn't hear the first block. Grandy did, but Dibs.
You guys fought.
No, I just hated
it all.
I hated it was dedicated to Diddy.
A
swing
a
off?
On
what are
one.
We doing?
Yeah, I heard that joke earlier.
And, I can't let it go. I think it's pretty good. But what are we doing? Well, finish the game.
First of all, your swing off Diddy comp, put that away. It's been 2 weeks since you've uttered the phrase Thundercats, exactly. Which is another
Somebody
one
asked to hear
away.
It today. They said their day would be complete.
Well, you say it every day now, Goo.
Right.
Well, that hurt, Grandy. all right, I'll put it on
he
the
repeats.
Show.
He repeats.
Yeah, I mean, as he should. Every 20 minutes, the audience turns over. I loved the swing off. And more importantly, they loved the swing off. Did you see the major league players and their reaction to the swing off? They were into it. They were loving it. And ultimately,
the ones that were stayed in the world that left.
Then there's that. So, yeah, I mean, did you want Ohtani and Judge?
Oh, yes. That would have been a swing off.
It would have been, but
at they weren't even in the derby either, Goo.
That bothers me.
But those guys were already on ice, you know? You get taken out of the game, and now you're expecting Ohtani and Judge to get warm again?
Gone!
Exactly. They were big time gone.
Right.
So whoever's left, that's what you have. And, you know, I thought that it was pretty fun.
I know, Guru. I got a text at 10:07 from Marcy next door saying she could hear Guru through the wall.
Snitches get stitches. Well, you said that over there.
Yeah. Of course. Hey, why don't pro athletes care anymore?
This has been the topic today.
About?
The game.
Anything.
Because I believe they do.
Now, we listened to the Scheffler sound. Mm. It's kind of interesting, I thought. And my biggest takeaway is, again, I have to put, I'm not saying the athletes don't care. But what I'm saying is, we care more after a game than they do. Because they just move on. And Scotty Scheffler's gonna go out this weekend. He's gonna play. He might win, he might lose, but like when he's with his wife for dinner Sunday night, that's gonna be the same dinner.
And that's how it should be though.
Okay. Well then don't, you know, get upset at Anthony Rendon and Xander Schauffele doesn't know where his awards are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grandy, do you believe they don't care? Because he's talking about the money, which he left out.
Well, they obviously care about the money. I think we as fans want them to care solely about wins and losses and to live and die on every result like a lot of us diehards do. And there are probably certain athletes that still feel that way now. Probably happened more so in the past. I don't know. Is there something that we like? Is it more macho to be upset when you lose and to celebrate your wins? I don't know. Like, does it bother us fanatics when a player, an athlete, can just kind of let it roll off their backs when they lose?
Yes, it does.
Does it bother you?
No.
But it bothers most sports fans.
Well, I mean, like, let's just take that Super Bowl that the 49ers lost, and then there was a Super Bowl party.
Little Wayne performed at the
party.
Like
there always is after the game, and they lost, and they went.
I wouldn't have went, is what I was saying. I don't care who was there, Dibs, that's just me. But I don't want to take this to left field, but let's be real. Put the right on the table, brought to you by ATCO. Why do we look at Andrew Wiggins and judge him as if he loves the game or not just by his mannerisms? Is that fair or foul?
Well, it's both fair and foul. It's fair because you're a fan, short for fanatic, but it's foul because you don't know how much he cares just because he's quiet. Dub Nation, this is Andrew Wiggins. And he's just a mellow cat. And so, you know, when Scottie Scheffler comes out and says what he said, and we'll play the sound on our show. I know you guys have played it already, and I just listened to the whole thing. And he's not really saying, I don't care, but he's saying, why should I care? And if you look at his earnings, he's made $100 million as a professional golfer, and he's won major championships. And, you know, he now has, I think, two kids. I think he just had his second. And so what he's telling me is that he realizes that being a father and being a husband is more important than
I love that.
Going
we
out
all
and
do.
Grinding. And the other piece of it, and this is the part where I'll defend Scottie Scheffler, is he goes out there and he wins whatever tournament. It's like, all right, congratulations. What are you going to do next week? And it's like, I just won a tournament. Can I have a moment to, I don't know, bask in this? And can you just realize how hard it is for me to do what I just did? But we are on to the next.
No doubt.
The other piece of it is, I don't know if you follow Max Homa on social media, but he had a tournament a couple weeks back where he was in the lead, and he came down on Sunday, and he had a bad round, and he finished in fifth, and somebody tweeted him or Instagrammed him and basically said, you need to kill yourself.
Well,
and it was somebody who had a parlay involving Homa, and so Homa retweeted it or shared it on IG. I can't remember which
that
platform.
Sucks.
Yeah, and he's basically like, this is what we deal with. So Homa had an okay round, and he finished like fifth or sixth or whatever, and he did his level best, and you got a fan who lost money betting on Homa, who's now telling him, you need to end your life based on the fact that I lost a bet. So what these athletes go through on social media and with the gambling part of it, it wears them out, and I get that.
Well,
wow.
The other part of this is also Scottie Scheffler's the best golfer in the world.
There you go, too.
And wins like a lot of the tournaments that he plays in, more so than anyone else on tour. And you brought up Andrew Wiggins. If Wiggins was the best player in the NBA, I don't care what your mannerisms are. I don't care if you're soft-spoken off the court. I don't care if you maybe give off the vibe that wins and losses aren't the end-all, be-all for you. But if you're just kind of like, you know, you're a quality player, but you're kind of, you know, you're not a gigantic difference maker, maybe you should care a little bit more. But you're Scottie Scheffler. You're the best player in the world. Obviously, you not caring maybe as much as others hasn't really impacted you. You're still great.
Yeah.
So it would be different if maybe like someone on Max Homa's level came out and said what Scottie Scheffler said, and it's like, well,
I love that.
I don't know if it's fair to say apply yourself harder, but if you cared a little bit more, maybe you'd win a little bit more. Yeah. But you can't say that for Scottie Scheffler.
Dibs, I felt like I was a therapist that took notes on listening to Scheffler. Like, I loved what he said. He prioritized family, faith, and I get all that. For winners and losers, and I do believe it's easier when you've been to the mountaintop to say, hey, it ain't all that to me, but I look at Draymond Green, and as much as I criticize him, I know that's a guy that wants to win, and it bothers him when he loses, but I'll get out of here on this one, and I mean this. I sit here and tell you guys I hate social media, and for tweets like that about I'll kill you, that makes me hate it. But I believe, and Steiny doesn't, these dudes, that's the only time that they care. They're not listening. Kevin Durant had another device because he was listening. So I feel like as a fan, to be respectful.
About Looney.
He cares.
Does he?
Yeah, there's no doubt Looney cares. Like, I'm hurt you even asked him, does he care?
What you think he's on social media? Like, just
Like he's not a slave to what's being said, but Steiny,
I think
that with all the absorbent money that they're getting, Dibs and Grandy and Steiny, I love the Twitter because you're getting talked about. These guys ain't going to tell you, but they're listening. Chef told us to our face, I hear everything. I didn't say how you respond to it or can you sleep or you losing sleep. They hear it. So I feel like that evens, it's the one playing field of, you do care how people talk about
Depends
you.
On the people. That, like, and I think about us in this room, and I know that you are on the YouTube feed,
okay.
And you've got the text line open, and you are on Instagram, and you're on Twitter. And so if I was a listener and I wanted to get under your skin, I've got four different ways
to get
man.
I hadn't. Wow, Dibs.
I don't have the YouTube up anymore. Shout out the individual who I blocked who called me a racist.
Oh,
and
damn.
So I'm good. And it's somebody that you guys champion all the time, which makes me turn off your show. And I don't go on Twitter really anymore, and I stay off of IG other than when I check the messages that you send me.
Yes, we got to check.
As much as I love the Boxer and Gerson injury attorneys text line, I don't mind that either for content because of that very thing. So not all of us are the same. Okay. Not all hosts are created equally in terms of accessibility and what you seek in terms of commentary.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. I don't know if you actually believe it or you're naive.
Okay, I'll admit to, but whatever.
The idea that if you were on a team that lost the Super Bowl, you wouldn't go to the post-game party, that is like the biggest joke I've ever heard in my entire life. First of all, it's not 35 years ago anymore.
And what do you mean by that?
I mean the game is over. They did their best they could. They made it to the Super Bowl. It's 10 at night. There's a party, and there's action at the party. You go. Why do you go?
Look at Luke.
What are you going to do? Like, this idea that these guys stay in their rooms and pout and lament, it's like, no, the season's over. They went to a party.
This hurts me, Grandy.
There's something about, like, I want the competitor that is so pissed off. They lock themselves in their hotel room.
There's only one Kobe. There's only one Kobe.
Jordan wouldn't be at that.
There's only one Jordan. There's only one Bird.
You think Curry would be there?
Yes!
But Dibs, would you be there? If you could imagine yourself.
Hold on. That doesn't mean I'm saying Curry's less competitive. That means Curry's, the game's over, he's going to go to a party.
No, Curry's a guy that takes that kind of stuff hard.
I think he's underselling that, but to Dibs, you've been, I'm not talking for you, to each his own, everybody's different, but Dibs, I wouldn't be at that party.
You would in 2025.
It just depends on what you've done to get there. And, you know, for example, in the series against Toronto, where you lose that series, I think, in six, and, you know, KD gets hurt and Clay gets hurt. Oh. I don't know if you have a party. For example, I don't know if you, at the end of that series, you go, you know what? Let's have a party. KD out, Clay out. You lost a series that you probably should have won due to injury. I don't know if you're in a party mode. Niners lose in overtime in the Super Bowl to Kansas City.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if you throw a party, but maybe a couple of days later, sure. Because you know what? You go through a whole year. You get to the end. You go to the Super Bowl. You play your heart out. You lose Greenlaw. And then, you know, you lose the game. It's okay to celebrate what you've done.
Or what about if you're drowning your sorrows? I mean, what if, you know?
You could do that in your hotel room
and
by yourself.
Grandy, that's what I would be doing.
But why? If there's a concert going on.
Because I'm not in a party atmosphere.
You're in a party atmosphere. You're not in a party mood.
I always think back to what Steph said post-game at the podium after the play-in loss to the Grizzlies. When was that, 2021?
Oh, man.
When he said, you ain't going to want to see us next year. Like, that's the kind of stuff that I like. And that's where I think Steph is that kind of crazy competitor where you get knocked down and he's immediately thinking,
Don't worry, man.
I got you.
Yeah.
We'll be here next year. And then they won the championship in 2022.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
Dibs, I got to come to you real quick. I'm getting in the caddy and I'm thinking about, there are four vessels in my life that I allow people to come do whatever. But I think I love it because it doesn't register or penetrate. Even if you say I'm great, But dude, I'm wide open in regard to having access to get hate mail.
Well, and
never
also,
looked at it like
also
that.
Love mail. And I do think that, you know, being as open as you are, you probably get more love than you get hate, but some people want the feedback or like the feedback more than others.
Wow,
and for me, maybe it's because I'm getting older and maybe I'm
going to
go the Steiny route and, you know, I'm going to shut down my Twitter and all the rest of it. I don't have time for it because I do my best. I do the best I can for 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. And if certain individuals want to come for me in ways that are wildly out of bounds, well, you know what? I'm going to shut that down. And not just shut down the person, I'm going to shut down the whole avenue because I don't need it. I know what I do. I know what I bring. I know what I provide. And I do my level best. And if individuals want to come for me and accuse me of things that are clearly out of bounds and not me, well, then I'm not here for that. So, and I'm good. And that's fine. And, you know,
I hear you.
All the rest of you who engage in positivity and in fair criticism, I'm sorry, but I'm no longer in those arena anymore for that. That's all.
I appreciate it.
I just, you know, it's not good for me. It's not healthy for me to get into that sort of a thing. And, you know, you look at Steph Curry, and he's got a Twitter, and he's got an IG, but I don't know if he is the one who's ever posting, and certainly he's not going to be there reading every comment coming back to him. I don't think.
Yeah.
He sees a lot of it, though.
Yeah. And that's why I'm sitting here.
King, right?
I want to give Draymond all the kudos in the world because I've criticized him for his podcast, but now I get it. He hears and sees all this stuff, even on TV, so he had to get his vessel to control his message to the ones like us that he thinks are not even qualified to speak it. And I'm like, that's lightweight genius.
But also acknowledge that Draymond Green doesn't care as much about winning as he did earlier in his career.
I rebuke that. Like, what gives you that?
Well, because he started a podcast because he's thinking about life after basketball, and he does work for TNT because he's thinking about life after basketball. And the mere fact that he's thinking about after basketball means that, as you said earlier in the show, Guru, the people who are thinking about retirement are already thinking about retirement.
Well, that was to Al Horford, Dibs.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah. If he's pondering, I'm like, man, I'll welcome you here, but damn, if that's an option, dude, is that our guy?
Don't know if he's pondering or not, but I think Al is a good example of somebody and his relative level of hunger as a guy who's entering his 39-year-old season. Is he going to be as hungry to go out there and win a chip as he was, I don't know, 10 years ago? Human nature would indicate probably not. And very few people, and Steiny said, you know, there's only one Kobe. Kobe was one of one, although Michael Jordan, I do believe, was the same kind of an athlete. Sure, until Bird's body broke down, and then he couldn't do it anymore. And so more and more, there are athletes like that in fewer and fewer doses, I think, of, you know, people who would do absolutely everything they can to try to win a chip.
Yeah, I mean, like,
well, it's human nature, right? When you get a certain amount of success, forget the business,
right?
You're going to be a little bit more lethargic, you know?
Like, and that success could be not on the field, money.
Well, the Evans and the Grandys and, you know, the Kens and, you know, I would put Lucas in that bucket, but he's now lower management, and so he's in a little bit of a different thing. But, like, Grandy and Evan are out there chasing play-by-play, and, you know, they did Bay Area Panthers, and they're hustling for gigs, and they're doing exactly what I did 20-something years ago when I was in the same spot. It's like I was there, and I needed to hustle up and get additional revenue, additional touches and reps and all the rest of it, and now here I am in a different spot, and I'd like to think I'm still as hungry, but I'm not.
Wow, dude.
I'm just not. Steiny's not. I mean, and you're not, now that you're established. And I think about Goo as the reality show contestant. That was a hungry Goo. And you're still awesome, and you're doing what you do, but that Guru was like, I need to make this work so I can stop selling, paid for college.
Wow, man.
And it's just the nature of it. It's no disrespect to any of us, and it's not to give Grandy extra praise, but it's just the nature of where we are in our cycle of life.
I love it, man.
Hakuna Matata.
Yeah. I mean, Goob, sounds like what Dibley's saying is you're doing the bare minimum.
Don't put words in my mouth.
Dude, you are the man.
Goob, can you explain to me why you hated the swing off so much? I heard you scream, but I still don't really understand exactly where you're coming from.
Because, listen, the home run derby was Monday. I don't want my all-star game, Pete Rose rolling over in his grave, to be decided by, hey, go bring the fence over here so we can forget the game that was compelling and do another home run derby.
What if
I don't
it goes
like
14
that.
Innings okay, and Edwin no. Diaz Call, has to throw five
and,
innings?
And I'm calling my guys out, Butch and Evan. They're that bromance. Oh, it was so great. It was new. But the bottom line is, if it was just an exhibition, ended in a tie. My thing is, where's everybody going?
Wait. You'd prefer a tie
yes,
over the ending that we had last night?
Because that wasn't traditional baseball.
And a
that
tie was, is no, traditional
no,
baseball?
The swing off wasn't baseball. Miss me with that, Grandy. If you want to be entertained, I get it. But that wasn't baseball. I was disappointed. Play an inning two of extra or just say, hey, it's tied, which has happened before. Shout out Bud Selig and call it a day. But miss me with this grandy. Oh, this was the best invention ever. Jake Paul on line one. That was the closest thing to wrestling. And then real quick, you asked. It's like an NBA All-Star game. Dibs tied up. Oh, no OT. We'll just have a free throw shooting contest to win it. Think about that. That's what that was to all you that were entertained.
I'm thinking about you doing what I've been thinking about is you care more than them. Listen to you. You're incensed.
No, I'm an old school base.
Yeah. That no, you can't, Guru. Wear it. You'd be proud of it. You can't. Like nobody cares.
But
no,
right,
but no
quick.
Base. No Major League Baseball player cares about that
and
ending
I got a problem.
As much
and
as
half,
you do.
A couple of them were on an airplane, 747 headed out. Like that don't bother you, Dibs. We've seen Dave Parker, the great RIP, Pete Rose, and all Gary Carter.
Dave
and you
Parker,
want to do a damn
loved,
home run contest
I love
part
Dave
two?
Parker, but he had some issues
I'm talking about
that
at the All-Star game, one of the greatest
it
throws.
Wasn't his highest priority baseball.
So, Grandy, do I really sound like the old man I am screaming at clouds?
Well, I mean, I'm a baseball purist, too, and like I feel you that way, but it's an All-Star game.
Okay, how about this? I asked Danny.
Okay.
Did you two know that the swing off, I won't go titty, did you two know that that was an option, Dibs? I think maybe that's why I'm hurt, too.
No, I didn't. And when Ranrod gave up that 800-foot bombski
it was a bomb.
To let them back in,
Sacramento.
Yeah, future teammates, some would think. When that happened, I was like, oh, this game is not quite over. I was in the Vegas airport, and... You know, I didn't know what the format was, but I just looked it up, Steiny. 2008 All-Star Game, 15 innings, 4 hours and 50 minutes.
Go.
It ended at 1:38 a.m. Eastern Time
Randy,
at old Yankee Stadium, but little Yankee
that.
Stadium. 4 hours and 50 minutes.
Dude.
4-3, your final.
Yeah, that would never happen.
What?
Wait, real quick, Goob, before you go.
All right.
So you had no fun watching that swing off. That was electric.
I had fun watching the home run derby, which I taped Monday. I didn't want to see.
But you did not have fun watching it.
It was overkill.
Yesterday.
It was overkill. And had Ohtani, my new crush, and Judge
your
been a part
crush.
Of it, maybe I would have liked it a little more, Dibs. But those were the D-listers. And
all
I love
right.
Schwarby. You can leave.
All right, fellas.
Don't stop because you're leaving. We talking.
First of all, don't tell me I can leave.
You can stay if you want.
Remember that day you double-crossed
me? Oh, you did? I'm Jimmy Butler. Don't tell Jimmy Butler how to play.
Dude.
Or Rafi Devers.
Yeah. I love you guys. We'll be listening.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.